This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer System. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And there's a Tab. And he comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And so Carolyn's been our producer for a while now, but we haven't played this tune, and it's an oldie but a goodie because I think we've played it since 1995, and it's going to explain to Dave in Harwinton why his computer did what it did. Take it away, Carolyn. This may not be the right tune. There it is. Okay.
Well, way back in the olden times, my computer worked for me. I'd laugh and play all night and day on Zork 1, 2, and 3. The Amiga VIC-20 and the Sinclair 2, the TRS-80 and the Apple II, they did what they were supposed to do. Wasn't much, but it was enough. But then Xerox made a prototype. Steve Jobs came on the scene. Red of mice and menus, Windows icons, a trash, and a bitmap screen. Old Stevie said to Xerox, "Boys, turn your heads and cough." And when no one was looking, he ripped their interfaces off. Stole every feature that he had seen, put it in a cute box with a tiny little screen. Mac OS 1 ran that machine, only cost $5,000. But it was slow, it was buggy, so they wrote it again, and now they're up to OS 10. They'll charge you for the beta, then charge you again, but the Mac OS still sucks. Every OS wastes your time, from the desktop to the lap. Everything since Apple DOS, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux, every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Well then Microsoft jumped in the game, copied Apple's interface with an OS named Windows 3.1. It was twice as lame, but the stock price rose and rose. Then Windows 95, then 98, man, Solitaire never ran so great, and every single version came out late, but I guess that's the way it goes. But that bloatware'll crash and delete your work, and DME, man, none of them work. Bill Gates may be richer than Captain Kirk, but the Windows OS blows and sucks at the same time. I'd trade it in, yeah, right, for what? It's top of the line from the CompuHut. The fridge, stove, and toaster never crash on me. I should be able to get online without a PhD. My phone doesn't take a week to boot it. My TV doesn't crash when I mute it. I miss ASCII text and my floppy drive. I wish VIC-20 was still alive. But it ain't the hardware, man. It's just that every OS sucks
and blows.
Now Now there's Linux or Linux, I don't know how you say it, or how you install it, or use it, or play it, or where you download it, or what programs run, but Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, but I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does. Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap. Everything since the abacus, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks.
Hope Dave understands now. It's not the hardware, man.
It's the OS.
It's the OS. Now, just for the for our vice president, OS stands for operating system. So the operating system sucks. Every OS sucks. It is what, you know, when we got into this business, Dennis, we didn't think we'd be dealing with all the problems that have happened with these operating systems. We wanted we wanted to make companies more productive, more able to get things done, not deal with driver issues and operating systems that blow up, and here we are.
I know.
A career later.
You know, 30 years ago, everybody assumed that OSs would be so stable,
right,
that you wouldn't even think about them anymore.
Right. Now I have to reboot my refrigerator to get my ice maker to work again. Yeah. I literally have to unplug it and reboot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the song before, they're never even imagined you'd have to reboot your refrigerator. So here's where we are. That's why it is, Dave. Hope that helps you. We're going to go to Mark in Cheshire first. What's happening, Mark?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I have an OS question, I guess. I bought a new computer with Windows 11.
All right, congratulations.
First thing I wanted to do was load OpenDNS.
All right.
I didn't really see any good sites on how to install that. I saw some DNS server here, but... Yep. Windows 11's not mentioned. So I went into the DNS numbers, and I took it off automatic, put them on manual, and I put the numbers in.
Nice.
And then I went to the site, open DNS site, to see if I had the red check mark, which I did.
Good.
So I guess it was loaded.
Red check mark or green?
No, red.
All right.
You have a red X if it's bad, I guess.
And you had a red check mark.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. It seems kind of like a different
it's
multiverse.
Usually either
thing.
A green check mark or a red X.
Yeah. Green good, red bad.
Oh, really?
Normally.
Because my other machines, there's a red check mark and it's operating with it.
Well, does it say congratulations that you're protected? It should it does. Okay. I don't know. I haven't checked lately as to why it would show it in a red, but. Okay, so you got it working.
As long as it's a check mark and not an X, they said.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so I shut the computer off, and when I went to sign in later, it asked me for my PIN.
Okay.
And it said they didn't know it.
Microsoft didn't know your PIN?
They didn't know my PIN, and I had just been in there many times, and it wasn't working after I did this open DNS thing. I put an old PIN in from years back because I didn't know what to put in, and then it worked.
All right.
But the desktop was all messed up. The toolbar was down below. So I ended up taking the OpenDNS numbers out. I reset the modem and router, and then everything went back to normal.
That makes no sense.
So I guess I'm asking... Can you give me a thread on loading OpenDNS?
Sure.
Something that will work?
Well, so definitely we can put the instructions on OpenDNS up again. It's not loading it. You really did what you're supposed to do. You're supposed mm-hmm. to put in those DNS numbers.
Right.
So that you don't get DNS from your internet provider. You're getting DNS in a safe way. So DNS is how the internet knows where everything is. And by using OpenDNS, now you're going to actually be on, think of it like being in a highway, right? Where if you take the wrong exit, you might end up at a bad neighborhood. In this case, with OpenDNS, you don't even see the exit sign. It doesn't even allow you to go to the bad neighborhood because it's going to keep you on a safe aspect of the internet. So it shouldn't have impacted your pins. It wouldn't do any of that. All it is a safer internet search.
I'm fully convinced that what he had was a Windows profile issue.
Correct.
When he logged in.
Yeah.
And that it had nothing to do with OpenDNS.
Right. Just happened to be the last thing he did.
Right.
Like you could have had a peanut butter sandwich and you would have had the same problem.
Luckily, I took it off manual.
Yeah.
And put it back on automatic, and the 198 numbers came back in. So luckily, that worked.
Yeah, but you should still be able to put whatever DNS numbers you want in there. It shouldn't impact your profile like that.
Well, maybe I'll try it again then. But if you would send me maybe the thread that you like for directions, I would appreciate that.
All right, I will. Now, so the other question mark is, do you have anybody else in your home that gets on the internet besides that one computer?
No.
Okay, just the one. All right. Because we were going to have you configure it from the firewall rather than from your PC. But if you're the only one using it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm the only one, yep.
Okay.
And I have it on a Windows 10 computer and also a Windows 7.
So you've already configured it for those two?
They've been in. I use them if I want. I have three of them in operation.
But have you configured?
Me and the wife are the only ones here.
You and the wife. Okay. Have you configured OpenDNS on those other two?
Yes.
You have. Okay. So you know that's correct and they're not causing any problems. So just in this case, you had a profile snafu.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
I have a program called Clip Grab that you take music videos off of YouTube.
Yes.
And you load them into Clip Grab and it makes a thumbnail on your desktop of the music video.
All right.
Okay.
And then you take that thumbnail and load it into a program called DVD Flick Window. And that's the burner.
All right. So you're ripping YouTube is what you're doing.
Yeah. And I make music videos. I put 49 on one DVD.
Oh, I gotcha.
So what happens is... Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good assortment, and I keep them on a hard drive just in case I can't do it anymore. Well, I did it on my Windows 7 machine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I made one on my Windows 10 machine, but this new machine with Windows 11, when I try to drag the thumbnail into the DVD Flick program window, it rejects it. But if I take the thumbnail off the hard drive from 5-6 years ago, it loads.
DRM, I betcha.
Yeah. I'm thinking there's some kind of rights management that's now in Windows 11 that's stopping that.
Yeah.
Wait, so it is Windows 11.
Yeah, it sounds like looking at digital
feature,
rights management.
Feature, quote-unquote, that they put into Windows 11, which is clamping down on your ability to move files like that.
Yeah.
Because it's looking for digital rights to be attached to that file, and it's not finding it. So it says, nope, not going to move it.
Right.
Not going anywhere.
YouTube wants to make their money, and the artist wants to make their money by you're watching it live through YouTube, not having it statically burn on disk. But you understand that part of it.
Well, I'll just have to go back to the other machines and do it then.
That's why people keep the old stuff running. For all sorts of reasons. Yep, that'll work. So you actually create your own music videos for you and your wife to sit down and just have running in the background?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's very nice.
I also work out to them.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You got it, Mark.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Clip Grab, and he's actually doing the ripping. So basically, he's kind of Napstering the YouTube video.
Right, yeah.
And then putting it on it. But he's only using it for his own use, right? So that's like what we used to sit there and on the radio, have our tape decks ready to go when the tune came along, right? You'd have to wait. But you could hear it on the AM radio as the song goes. And then you try to record it and capture it, and then you'd have your mixtapes and stuff like that.
Well, that's how everybody made their mixtapes.
Right, and nobody went and had any big issue over it. So,
no.
But clearly, it looks like ClipGrab is being blocked. Are you finding anything else out there about ClipGrab and Windows 11?
Not specifically, but I'm seeing a lot of people reporting different kinds of
issues.
Things with Windows 11, and it all reflects back on DRM implementation.
Now, the other aspect, you guys got to be careful with this stuff, right? So do what you want with your computer, right? It's none of my business. But the tools you use, the things you download, right? A lot of them can be impacted to either be used to do other things on your machine that you're not aware of, because they're actually banking on the fact that you're going to use this tool to quote unquote steal music, right? And so obviously, if you're okay doing that, they're going to maybe create a tool that's actually going to also steal something from you, right? The bad guys. So when you're dealing with this type of stuff, even though you think you're sticking it to the man, quote unquote, you might be sticking it to yourself. Because a lot of this software that's out there, and I think we've had stories about this before. There was like a researcher who instead of wanting to pay for the research software at his university to do whatever process it had to do, they found one, quote unquote, on a download site, which of course was a bad software. And they actually impacted the entire university because they downloaded this software to try to, quote unquote, save a few bucks, and they impacted and ransomed the entire university. So be careful with these things. They're okay until they're not. Same thing with your smartphones, guys. Tons of apps out there. Get on to these stores, these app stores, whether they be Apple or Google, as legitimate, quote unquote, apps. But the bad guys intended first to have you download 1,000, 1,000,000 times or whatever it might be, and then they put in the payload to do whatever it's going to do, whether it be scraping of your bank accounts or scraping of your data or whatever they're doing. So especially for things like this where you could be using it for his own use. I'm not trying to make him feel bad, but these are the kind of targets that the bad guys use. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Four lines open. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. Everything we've talked about has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com, which is the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook and you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, and you're not in Australia, and now you're not in California, thanks to Buffy, and now even in Canada, you may not get the news, thanks to Justin. It'll get into your news feed maybe. If you follow us on Twitter, it will get into your news feed over at Tab Computer Sys. We'll be right back. We are back. And we still have four lines open. Feel free to get online. I know you're making dump runs. You're doing your things outside. I don't blame you. 860-522-9842. Cuddling up with your computer and dealing with a problem on your PC is probably the last thing on your mind today. But it is what it is. We're here to help you if we can. Dennis had a little bit more information on our last caller with his ClipGrab and why it's not working in Windows 11 and DRM and what have you.
Well, one of the things that we've been asking since Windows 11 came out is why Microsoft is so stuck on making sure that there's a TPM 2.0 on the computer before it will install Windows 11. And what it turns out that the DRM management,
digital rights management,
that's built into Windows 11 may be depending on that TPM, the TPM be there to be used in regulating the rights and stuff.
And TPM is Trusted
Platform Module.
It's a piece of hardware on your motherboard.
Right. And what Windows 11 looks for is the 2.0 revision of that. A lot of computers over the last, 12 years have had TPMs in them, but most of them are 1.0 or 1.2 until TPM 2.0 started to be released in 2015 or 2016. So the question has always been, why TPM 2.0? Why are they so hung up on that? It can't be because of things like Secure Boot, because you can use 1.2 for that.
Right.
That'll work. And it looks like it may have something to do with the digital rights management that they've boiled into Windows 11.
And that would make sense, really. I mean, you know, the artists are having a hard enough time getting paid as it is, except for their concerts, which are an arm and a leg. So they want to make sure that if you're going to use their material, they're going to get paid for it. Even though we probably have paid for their material 15 times over. right? I mean, just think about it. I mean, holy moly. From tapes to CDs to vinyl, vinyl's back to individual MP3s. You know, you can't find the file, so you download it again and you pay for a streaming service. So we're probably paying three or four times for that same single tune that we like so much. But at least we're not paying $25 for like seven tunes and only three of them are good. I guess there's a positive there. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Real quick, too, before the bottom of the hour, MoveIt. Basically, it's a software program we've been talking about for a while now. And the article here says MoveIt body count closes in on 400 organizations. 20 million individuals have been impacted by this quote-unquote hack by the Russian ransomware gang.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Klopp. Yes.
Klopp.
They call themselves Klopp, which is fine. I'm not judging. So, of course, they broke into MOVEit. MOVEit is a tool to move data from point A to point B. And if it's designed for moving a lot of data.
Right. And they managed to compromise the software itself in addition to the data that's stored in it so that they could then control different companies' tenants
and
that had data in or through MOVEit.
Right, so they're actually exfiltrating all that stuff too. So this is not good. You talk about, you know, identity theft and what have you. 20 million individuals impacted, 400 organizations. We'll go ahead and put the information out here, but you wonder how they're submitting claims to the Department of Labor here in Connecticut. It's because of stuff like this.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're here till 11 o'clock, another half an hour. So a couple of lines open for you guys. All of a sudden, the lines are busy and you guys are calling. Get online, 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do everything we can to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we posted everything live over at computertalkwithtab.com. Mike G is posting it over to Twitter and Facebook. And if you like us over at Tab Computer Systems from Facebook, it'll get into your newsfeed. We hope. We'll be right back. Today there, Carolyn. She's earning her keep with us. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And I guess we'll go to your calls. We're going to go to Jay in Waterbury next. What's happening, Jay?
Well, you guys are fascinating, interesting. Up there, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And, that sucks. Oh, that song just hits me just right a little bit.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, because I've had all the years, I still have a CRS-80 computer, an XP laptop, mm-hmm. and et cetera. But my main question is, is that I don't know, I'm not on the internet at my age, because it's a horror story to get on the internet and see what's going on.
Right.
And I have a friend who's, it's like, it pop-ups and it's faster.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to think, I have a fairly new Windows laptop, mm-hmm. 11, and it has the OneDrive in it, which I'm not too fond of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know, what do you use for wireless? What do you recommend? Well, maybe you can't tell me. What is a wireless internet provider can I get? From whom?
From whom? Okay. So you can get home wireless. If you want to get a home wireless internet provider, and we've been recommending T-Mobile and Verizon. They are all offering these services to the point where even the broadband companies are actually marketing against it, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I saw that a little while ago.
Yes.
It's kind of funny.
It is. So we are enjoying the broadband companies seeing that there's a lot more competition coming in here. So you could go.
Yeah, one thing you mentioned, Verizon. I have a Verizon phone I'm using now, mm-hmm. and I do have what they call the Jetpack. It's a Verizon product for wireless, but
yeah.
It's G4, and they're talking about G5 now, and they have a box, a white box, like others have, that you could get connected wirelessly to
right.
the internet. So that's Verizon would be fine?
Yeah, you can get a 5G home wireless. 5G is just the fifth generation. Home internet service if it's in your area. So you need to actually check your address to make sure you're close enough to a tower to make this feasible. And then you would be able to get
new towers in.
Yeah, you'd be able to get rid of your cable service and go and get it that way.
I don't have cable service.
No.
Never had cable service because I don't I just know it's bad enough the telephone is old. To me, they talk about big thing was fiber optic.
Right.
Now, you know, that's a form of cable. So if a tree comes down or a storm, well, that goes down as well as copper.
It can, you know. Yes. Fiber is a form of cable, but it is not an actual copper cable. It's light.
No.
So you're right, though. Yeah, it has the same vulnerabilities as far as poles coming down. You're right. Wireless has its own issues, too, because guess what? There are fiber cables going to those cell towers, right? Don't think that wireless is wireless. It's not wireless. Wireless is wired by fiber. Those towers don't. I don't think they communicate wirelessly. I'm pretty sure they're going to have hardwired runs that are cellular. Not cellular. That are fiber. So isn't that
underground or overhead?
Both. So when you thought you were wireless, you're not.
At some stage, every single internet transmission takes place over a wire somewhere.
Right.
You can't take the wires out of the equation.
Nope. And you want fiber, which is going to be unlimited bandwidth, as long as your switching can handle it.
Right.
You need proper switches to handle it. So, Jay, check it out. Let us know how it goes.
Second question would be is, you answered the one internet provider. How about a search engine now? Is Microsoft, Google, and as far as I'm concerned, that's on OS sucks. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Right. So there's T-Mobile out there as another provider. You can try them.
Support a search engine?
A search engine you asked for?
Oh, search engine.
Oh, we would tell you to use DuckDuckGo. Yeah. Or, yeah, DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. DuckDuckGo. All right. I just don't know.
I hear you.
I just don't trust, like the song says, I don't Microsoft. OneDrive, I'm paranoid about that. I know somebody has OneDrive, and they have a Windows 10, 11 combination computer now, mm-hmm. and they have OneDrive, and I see the little clouds, and the mm-hmm. picture,
throwing everything up to the cloud, yep. I don't blame you, right? When you put it up on those servers, you know, what are you writing? What are you putting up there? What's being looked at? You're not wrong to be concerned about it.
Well, what if the storm, the cloud gets blown away?
The cloud is... The cloud is a cloud because of the way we would represent other locations on a drawing. That's why it's turned into a cloud.
Yeah, I understand that, but it to me, it's no difference in representation of a cloud.
No, I hear you. It's somebody else's servers, Jay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate that comment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Americans, I'm kidding. Okay, thank you.
You got it, sir. All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Jay. That's the thing about the cloud, right? So as long as you have your data on your machine and you're okay with wherever it's going. I mean, we talked about the issue that happened with Apple with the fappening, which was, you know, all these people who were taking pictures of themselves ended up on the Apple cloud. They didn't think that their stuff was getting up on the cloud. It was on their phones, they thought, only on their phones.
Right.
These private pictures, right? Ends up on the Apple cloud, of course, because that's quote unquote backing you up as a service. You know, Apple thinks they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, how kind of them.
Yeah. And then the bad guy tricks you into getting access to that repository of data. And now everything you took a picture of is all over the internet, right? So when it comes to the cloud, there's a couple of issues, right? What data are you putting up there? Who has access to that data? Is it encrypted? Well, Dennis has got some stuff here that talks about the UK not allowing for encrypted communications, right?
Well, yeah, the UK is considering a law that's going to force any company that hosts data to provide effectively a backdoor for the government so that they can get into that data. Technically, it's just for law enforcement, you know, criminal investigations and stuff. But mm-hmm.
It's all good until...
Right. Not only that, even if everybody who's supposed to have access to it is operating on the up and up.
Right.
Let's say they're completely honest. They completely go through with search warrants before they look, whatever.
Right.
But you still have a back door.
Right.
And bad guys can exploit that.
Right.
So you're opening up an avenue of attack that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Right. And this is a new UK law they're coming up with, right?
Yeah, it looks like, well, it's not something that they passed yet, but it's being discussed.
And which mean, and Apple said that they do.
Apple has said that if they implement this law, they're going to remove iMessage and FaceTime from the UK.
Right.
They're just going to shut those services right down in that country.
You can thank a politician. And just so you know, guys, there's plenty of third-party fully encrypted apps that are out there that the bad guys are going to use. So the politicians need to get a better understanding of you can't figure out backdoors. You need to figure out how to properly gather the data legally rather than trying to figure out a backdoor way to get at data, you know, however you're going to get at it. Because encryption, I think, is here to stay. It's been here since zipping existed back in the early 90s, right? So,
yeah.
You know, you're looking at the ability to keep data secure. And by messing with this, again, these are politicians who don't understand how the internet works. And we need to vote people into these positions that have more technology understanding. You just can't have just average folks anymore. And it's great to have lawyers and all those fun people out there writing the laws as far as our politicians, but we really need people who understand how the sausage is made so that we can get better laws when it comes to technology. Everyone's freaking out about AI and they're trying to, you know, regulate AI. And guys, you haven't even figured out how to regulate social media. You haven't even figured out how to regulate the internet. You talked about net neutrality as a thing. Have you ever heard the word net neutrality again? We haven't heard that, have we?
Nah, it hasn't come up too much.
No, well, it's because they're actually going after the individual companies and making their adjustments there. So, you know, it's crazy. So we'll put that link to that article up. We are having an issue with our Computer Talk with Tab page. It's not showing the links properly.
Right. It's showing links just from last week, and all the ones that I've added today are not showing up yet. We're going to have that looked into.
We'll get that fixed. But if you follow us on the Facebook and the Twitter sites, they are getting there, of course. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got four lines open for you. 860. 860- We are back. Hey. And we want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. A rare Saturday morning that's so lovely in July. But we're happy you're here. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Al in New Britain first. What's happening, Al? Al, you there?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for being there for us.
Our pleasure.
I've got a question. I'm sure you're tired of answering, but at the time it didn't apply to me.
That's okay.
So I didn't pay full attention. I recently went with GoldNet Speed.
Oh, congratulations.
Now,
cool.
Is there a way, thank you, is there a way of covering my whole house, or do I have to do every single item separately to get DNS, Open DNS?
Is there a way to cover your whole house with Open DNS is what you're asking?
Right.
Okay, so they should have provided you with we call it a modem. It's going to come from the fiber off the street into your home. It's not really a modem. And then they might have provided you, quote unquote, for free, a router, right?
I believe so, because we got one upstairs and we got something downstairs in the cellar. Plugs into the power, and the other one plugs into the computer.
Yeah. They may have provided a router with a satellite AP.
Or that, or they just moved it upstairs. I bet you the modem is in the cellar, and then they ran a Cat 5 up to where this device is.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that router is upstairs, and you need to go into that and configure DNS. Now, if you look at the router itself, they probably gave you the passwords to get into it, right?
Right. Okay. Yep.
So you want to get into it, and you want to go to the DHCP settings.
DHCP?
Yep. Going to go into the DHCP settings of that router because it hands out IP addresses to everything on the network, to your question, right? You want to make sure everyone gets protected by using OpenDNS. So you're going to go into the DHCP settings. You're going to set the DNS to be the OpenDNS IPs that it hands out. And we already have a link, but it's not there today because it's not working.
No, I had posted that link to that setup instruction list several weeks ago, and that link is still on the site now.
Good.
So you can get it there, and I think Mike G posted it this morning because it came up, so it should be in Facebook if you're on there.
Yeah, so you're gonna go in the DHCP settings, so when I come to your house and get that super high-speed, go net speed, fiber speed, And I'm like, Al, get me on, what's your Wi-Fi password, buddy? And you're going to give it to me. And then I'm going to be online at super high speed. I'm going to be protected because the DNS you're going to give me is going to be OpenDNS's DNS. Because your firewall is going to hand me the IP address that includes that. Does that make sense?
Very good. Yeah. I will. Plus, it will help if it's posted online, just in case I overlook something.
Yeah, and it's just the idea of configuring it on the firewall. Really, everyone should do that so that when anybody comes into your home or your family's in there, it's a safer environment for them to be surfing on.
Right, and it becomes something you don't have to think about whenever you get a new device for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome, Al. How do you like the speed?
Oh, my God, love it.
Yeah, and the price is right, too, right?
Oh, that's even better.
Right? So good.
It's even better. I'm saving half from what I had before.
I believe it. Good to hear.
All right,
sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Important to get that OpenDNS running, and so that you're running on a clean, safe internet versus just the wild, wild west. And we can't stress it enough. Really, that's half the battle. I mean, if you are not allowed and your family's not allowed or your kids are not allowed to actually browse to some place on the internet that's going to damage your system by being a bad site, you're going to increase your ability to have not have issues. You know, I'm at home too. I had three boys. They're all finally graduated from college and they're getting the heck out. Last one's out in August. But none of them caused me any trouble when it came to the computers because they were not allowed to go anywhere that was potentially malicious. On top of that, you can actually configure the filtration. So you can actually say, well, I don't want anybody on my internet to go to this type of site, right? Whether it be a shopping site, a social media site, you can actually limit by site, by the actual domain, or by type. So if you don't want them to go to gambling sites or alcohol sites or adult sites, all that can be filtered right at your firewall so that you know they're not able to go there. You can even turn on, you can even then configure if you want to be even more of a parent, you can turn off when the internet stops working so that your kid can't be online except for cellular, which is a problem.
Right. It'll just completely disallow any lookups.
So lots of power there with OpenDNS. The minimal, that's just minimally configuring it will give you so much more security. And then you add Windows Defender, which is actually a pretty good antivirus tool to the mix, and you're in good shape. Anything else you want to bring up news-wise there, Dennis?
Well, we were talking about AI and how it's going to take over the world and stuff like that.
That's right. We're very scared. Yeah. Very afraid.
Well, turns out that there's a study of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That suggests that it's getting dumber as people are using it.
So by interfacing with people, it's getting stupider.
And the... The thing about it is that ChatGPT and these other services of the same kind, they're called LLMs or language learning models.
Yep.
The whole idea of them is for the computer to learn language by having people talk into it.
Right.
So as you're using it, you are teaching it things.
Right.
And what's happening is apparently as people are using it, the information that it's getting from the people is making it more stupid.
Unbelievable.
Over time.
Just when you thought AI was going to take over. So you're saying the educated folks who are typing into ChatGPT, whatever they're typing in, are typing in such gibberish, such nonsense, that it can't actually process it. And now it's outputting.
I don't know if it's that it can't process it. It's just that the content is befuddling it a little bit.
Of all the things I didn't think we'd talk about today, AI getting stupider because of the inputs of humans is not what I would think. I'm hoping against hope that AI is going to be something that really improves our lives. And that doesn't sound good. Wait a minute. ChatGPT. Who owns that? Oh, Microsoft.
ChatGPT?
Is that
ChatGPT? Well, it's OpenAI, but Microsoft has invested, I don't know, they own, 25% of it or something
right
now.
And they linked it right into some of their stuff right away.
Right, they embedded it into Bing and a bunch of their other services.
So they're breaking it?
I don't know.
Well, most people couldn't get there unless they went through Bing. They wouldn't have thought to get there any other way. So I'm going to blame Microsoft. Why not?
Yeah.
ChatGPT getting dumber. I want to thank Carolyn for producing on this lovely Saturday morning, and I want to thank all you guys for joining us and calling in, because, again, without you guys calling in, we'd be talking about our kids and our cats. Thank Mike G for posting everything over on our Twitter and Facebook feed. That's where all the new links are, because our website ain't working. So we'll get that fixed. If not today, it'll get fixed early in the week, and the new links will come up there. So we apologize for our own IT issues that we cannot correct while we're on the radio.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But again, thank you guys. Everything's there for you guys. Everything we talked about, so you don't have to remember them.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you guys next Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.